this is what I like to call do-it-yourself faith. And this, there's a whole web of interesting surveys that have come out about this, because it's a, you know, it's a trend that's really swept Christianity. This idea that you can do it yourself, you can, you know, love Jesus at home, me, myself, my Bible, and I don't need organized religion. And it's sort of a subset of the spiritual but not religious mindset. But it turns out you really can't do Christianity on your own. And that's the subject of my column at The Federalist. It just doesn't work. And we've known this, it turns out, for at least a decade. In fact, the numbers tell us that the very quickest way to guarantee your kids will lose any recognizable faith in Christ is to take them out of church. So right now we've got this groundswell of unaffiliated Americans. They're those who identify as what the authors of surveys call nones. That is, they, when asked what religion they are, they identify as none. They say none. And they've come overwhelmingly, it turns out, not from religiously observant, faithful, church-going families. They've come from those who actually think the church is kind of a non-essential, or that they can do Christianity on their own. We know this from a lot of different sources, but Pew Research did a study all the way back in 2009 that found that both ex-Catholics and ex-Protestants who had given up on faith and become what we call unaffiliated were much less likely to have attended church regularly as children or to have been highly religious as teenagers at all. So those of you who are worried about making your kids go to church and how that might leave them hating religion, the numbers actually say precisely the opposite. Those families who treat church as optional, they're the ones who are on the road to basically losing their faith.